and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
The U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
The U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Today is June the 9th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. And the number is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up so that you can make your comments or your questions known. So we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And once again, thank you for participating in Tando Radio Show. But before we get into that, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And that can very easily be done by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there, that is the homepage for this network. And what you can do easily is just go to the right-hand margin. You'll see the icon for donations. It's in green and white, the holding hands that you'll see there. Just hit that, and it will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to do what it's doing and do even more now, tomorrow, and hopefully in the future. But it will require for your participation in order for that to happen. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR Community, which is a social media network that was put together for you in a more holistic way for you to engage in your social media activities. I'm not on Facebook. Many people are absolutely in love with that platform. That's cool, but for me, no, because of what it does. It actually does data mine, and it takes information and is using it against the individual people. So definitely come on over to BTR Community. You could do your overall social media activities in a more holistic way where you don't have to worry about your identity being sold or any other adverse effects of being on the mainstream networks. So for $24 a year, that's BTR Community, and it's www.btrcommunity.com is where you can find it. Okay? Also, if you would like to acquire precious metals, you could do that with Prosperity Mint, and you could go to www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com, and by going there, you will see what's in inventory, pick up what it is that you want. Pretty soon, Prosperity Mint will be established to accept cryptocurrencies and a couple of changes that are coming and some more inventory that will be placed there. So check out Prosperity Mint for your overall getting your real money so that you can save as a lady and a gentleman or as a king and a queen and not to save as the system how it's designed to to be slaves. So you can do that at Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT, Prosperity Mint. Okay? So definitely engage in that. Also, we will be having the Control Your Wealth Seminar, and it's going to be coming up July the 1st in Dallas, Texas. And if you would like to be a part of that, definitely go to the Eventbrite platform and just look up Control Your Wealth Seminar, and it's going to be July the 1st, 2017, just a couple of weeks away. And for that is going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Central Library in Dallas, the public library in Dallas on 1515 Young Street in Dallas, Texas. And tickets are $300 for individual tickets and $550 for couples tickets. And this is what's going to be a great event. It's going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. And what's going to happen is on the agenda is that Legacy Wealth Management will be there to give a trust and foundation presentation. Prosperity Mint will give a precious metals 1 hour of the precious metals class, and also give events that you things that you need to know that's going on to properly prepare for, and also you will have opportunities at different things that you should be engaging in from different opportunities, health and wellness, things of that nature, financial, some things that you could actually start to use to have, increase your overall income, revenue increasing for you, the everyday person. And this is something that will definitely benefit you. Looking forward to it. And Prosperity Mint will be sponsoring, and you can email info@prosperitymint.com. If you're a vendor, you would like to be a part of that, you can also email info@prosperitymint.com. So a lot of things are going to be going on. Great day is in store. So come on down to Dallas. But if you're not able to make it to Dallas, don't worry. You can still purchase your and email info@prosperitymint for the download hookup that will be there for you to engage, and that will be $300 for that. So you don't have to come to Dallas, but I think it would definitely be better so that we could all meet in person and talk in person, and very, very, very important. So that opportunity is there. So come on down to Dallas July the 1st, okay? And also, today we will, and we're going to do this relatively soon, for those of you that have signed those of you that have signed up for the cryptocurrency platform through TradeCoin Club, we will be giving away an American Silver Eagle today, and then my man John Black is going to be giving away a trip to the winner of the today is the 9th, and it's 30 days since May the 9th where we started this, and that's where John and we introduced this opportunity to you all. And some of you didn't complete the overall process, so you were not eligible for the prize. So that we're going to do that here in just a minute. Let me make sure we're good to go. So one, we're going to announce the winner from that. And what I'm going to do is that I'm going to give – let me just – really quickly, I'm going to just give the last I'm not going to give the last name. I'm not going to get so let me just really quickly let me jump in here. And for this individual, and I'm going to give the login for the person that won. You know who you are by your login, and so that's how we're going to do it. In this 1 second, let me just get in here. So this is going to be the winner of the American Silver Eagle, and John Black is going to be giving signing up within the first 30 days of us announcing. So sorry, So 1 second, let me just pull this up and see who this winner is going to be. I'm going to give the announcement in a minute here. So the winner, wow, it went in very quickly. Cool. That's what I needed. Give me 1 second here. And the winner, and I guess I should give, I wonder if I should give the initials of this individual. Well, okay, I'm going to give the name of the login of the person. If they want to call in and say, yes, that's them, then that's cool, because they may not want, you know, everybody's, you know, respect people's privacy, and they want to make anything known, then that's cool. So, okay, here we go. Give me 1 second here, and we're going to announce the winner. And the winner is the individual that signed up under capital H, capital H, lowercase h. And I know who it is. So that is the winner of the American Silver Eagle. If that individual would like to call into today's show, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, you can do that. So the winner is the capital H, lowercase h, is the name that you use to sign up under. You know who you are. I know who you are. So if you would like to call in, I didn't want to give out your name or anything else, because not quite sure if you wanted that to be disclosed, but I don't think the brother did. I know it's a brother. Hunter, call. My man Hunter won. So call into the show. Hunter, if you're listening, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So that's the winner, getting American Silver Eagle. And John Black will get you in contact with John Black for your prize for your for the trip. So check that out. There is the winner. So happy to have done that. Great opportunity. So that's what we did. That's what we're doing, and we're going to be doing so much more. For those of you that need to continue to finish your process of signing up, make sure you do that. Definitely do that. Once you guys do that, then we can move on in another way, in another direction, and then start trading as well, and then some other things. You have to have your accounts funded in you so that you can engage in this. So that is the winner. Capital H, capital H, lowercase h, is the winner. The winner. So my man Hunter, he's been pretty much on all of the calls. Give us a call, brother. We'd love to talk to you on air really, really, really quickly. So much love, much respect. So give us a call, 866-510-9025. Okay, so now let's move on in the show. Let's jump into what's in the news as we get into today's show. Big ups to all of you that are there. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. Let me turn my loudspeakers down. So let me, man, you know how sometimes you'll say something and then a song will pop in your head? Old 80s song, talking about how, let me be the one. Don't want me to start singing. So, all right, so we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show, cash gone, everything gone. Excuse me. While aggravating hogwash is pressed on financial, excuse me, while aggravated hogwash is pressed, a financial purloin will strike our accounts. Basically, theft, everyone. And this is all going on with all of this, you know, this hogwash that's on mainstream media. What is really happening behind closed doors is the complete setup for our overall economic demise as the general population. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want that to happen to anyone. And let's just take the necessary steps for us to dutifully protect ourselves. So first article that we have posted there comes from, oh, I'm reading it from the wrong. We're going to go from the bottom up. My bad. All right. First article that we got there, very, very important one. We're going to come back to this one from Business Insider. I posted this one. Jim Rogers says, this is what Jim Rogers says, the worst crash in our lifetime is coming. And we're going to play that for you right after what's in the news. Next article, Rise posted this one from library scientists and historical archives. CERN Scientist Information Service. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from Quartz. Privacy rights of cell phone users in the United States will be tested in a new Supreme Court case. Next article from Inc.com, Rise posted this one. Would you infect someone else with ransomware to save your own files? No. Next article. But other people would. Next article. This is why that messenger and all that other stuff, I mean, we're so inconsiderate when we think about it, you know. And that one messenger program that FedBook has, and one of the things that you got to give up everybody in your phone in order for you to have the convenience of using that messenger. The individual that gave you their number didn't give you their number for you to give it out to Facebook. And we are so, and this is how we really, really get in a bind. This is how we don't think, I've never signed up for Messenger because I don't care how convenient it is for me. What they're doing with this information, and you're tying other people's line into that because you didn't think about it when you should have known. It's no different than someone giving your number out to someone else. Mostly, you know, what's been so distorted. We all are guilty of this. We don't think about stuff until it adversely affects us. You wouldn't want anybody giving your number out to just anyone randomly, especially somebody you don't darn know. And I would use a different word if not for the family radio show that we're on. But see, that messenger, you give up everything in your phone. Why do you think that they put that in there? Why do you think that that's there? It's not there so that you can send a message to this person and that person. No, that's the poison. All poison is sweet. Poison isn't bitter. That's why cancer feeds off of sugar. And come on. In order for us to get to where we're going, we're going to have to be willing to give up what we think is in our best interest or what we think we want. What we think we want. It's not what we need. But it's an individual thing. And that's just I won't do that. I know other people will do that. And I don't like, and people will make all the excuses in the world as to why it's cool for them to do it. And it's not. Because you wouldn't appreciate someone doing that to you. But when you do it, it's cool. That's what this system wants to perpetuate. And it's done a great job in doing that. So, big kudos to you individuals that refuse to do Messenger. And those individuals that have, you did something that was very inconsiderate. I don't care who you are. It was inconsiderate. It is what the system wants. Now, especially if you know better, and don't many will say, no, I didn't know. You read it. You may have ignored it, or some people may have done it and didn't even read it. They didn't know. There's a legitimate didn't know. That's a mistake of the mind. Excuse me, a mistake of the heart. When you did know and you still did it, that's a mistake of the heart. And we're all guilty of that. But still, this is why we must be called on that so that, and we should be calling on all these things so that we can be much better and so that we can minimize the things that we have been taught to do wrong. So they will no longer resonate. So just wanted to say that real quick. And it got that from Rise. Rise, great post. Thanks for posting that, because it really triggered that question for me, and I've been meaning to say that, and then that's why Rise posted this one from Inc.com. Would you infect someone else with ransomware to save your files? Come on. Many would. But those individuals that would be highly upset, pissed, cry, complain, and everything else if somebody else did that to them. That's what this system produces. So check out that. Next article from Rise posted this one from The Guardian. Reporting on terrorists without feeding it. Next article. Rise posted this from Business Insider. NSA leaker suspect reality winner. This name. Come on, y'all. Great post, Rod. This person's name, Reality Winner. I was like, wait a minute, is this did you read who this person is? I saw it and I didn't even give any much energy to it. But when I saw what the person's name was, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the first day, and I was like, come on. But I didn't have time because I was busy doing something else. And my man, this person's name is, come on. This is so, tell you everything. Check out that article. Next article, we posted this one, and Rise reposted this from Business Insider. We posted this one the other day as well. Iran blames the U.S. and Saudi Arabia for ISIS claimed attack. Says they will hate those countries more now. Check out the next article. Rise posted this one. Europeans commission chief, the protection of Europe can no longer be outsourced. Woo! It's the setup. This comes from Prague. Europe has to take care of its own defenses. Excuse me. Europe has to take care of its defense given the shift in the U.S. policy. Man, this whole thing is starting to really compound. Next article, Rise posted this one from AP News. No bond for woman accused of leaking top secret documents. And this is this so-called reality winner. What? It's just so much. It's just so much could go on there. But check out. Next article, Comey should be prosecuted if he's the chronic leaker. Check out that. Rob's got that one for Politico. Next one is posted this one from the Missy Institute. Civil asset forfeiture, another stealth tax. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Business Insider. U.S. missile defense chief assumes that North Korea can reach us with ballistic missiles. Check out that article. Next one, well, let me... Scotty was right. Maybe you should just read some of the... this is the Vice Admiral James Syring, head of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, told the House Armed Service Committee on Wednesday, yesterday, that the U.S. must assume that North Korea can reach us with a ballistic missile. I would say that we are comfortably ahead of the threat. Excuse me, I wouldn't say we are comfortably ahead of the threat, acknowledging that the surprising strides that North Korea has made in developing the range of their missile force. Check out that article. Next article comes from Michi Talk as well. Jim Cramer goes batty. Bitcoin may hit 1 million. Act now before it's too late. And let me tell you, this dude, James Cramer, is just a straight nut in my opinion. You got to take everything he says with a grain of salt. And this is why he's in on this, and the big things are in on this, because the same people that created digital currency that you have in your bank is the same ones that created the digital currency realm that is created now, the cryptocurrencies, in my opinion. But see, that's to know I say that and I still engage in it for a reason. And the reason that I engage in it is because I know that they're going to move a lot of interest and people into that, and people are going to go into it thinking that this is real money, and it's not money at all. It's a form of currency, and digital currencies has not been new, but it's a great opportunity for us to use it, to leverage it accordingly for what it is that we need, knowing that what it is, so that we won't do with and overextend ourselves. Next article, this one comes from the New America, and thanks to my man Kev and Chris for this one. And this one, it didn't come up well. It says, Ontario passes law to take children from parents who oppose gender expression. Whenever I get quiet on some stuff, I have to temper what I want to say with what I should say. So this is the moments in history, excuse me, the moments in eternity that we have to deal with. But I would just say this. This should put everyone in under firm, with firm standing, that no one rules you unless you surrender. So this is ridiculous, beyond ridiculous. And the thing is that it comes to a point where, you know, it doesn't matter what they say. Just know what it is. Go about what you need to do. Never obey. How you establish your life is your life. It goes for those that would support such measures. That's your business. Your business is your business. Your freedom ends where someone else's begins, just as my freedom ends where someone else's begins. I don't look to encroach on, nor will I ever allow anyone to encroach on mine. So keep what you want to do relevant to your private life and your free will. Once your free will invokes on anyone else, you've overstepped your bounds. Doesn't matter who you are. So check out that article. Next article from USnews.com. U.S. considers possible sanctions against Venezuela oil sector. Very, very important, especially for what's going on today. The Trump administration, This is Trump administration is considering possible sanctions on Venezuela's vital energy sector, including the state oil company PDVSA, senior White House official said, in what may be a major escalation of U.S. efforts to pressure the country's embattled leftist government amidst a crackdown on the opposition. This is so many ways that there is just so many things. The U.S. is sanctioning all these countries. How many countries sanction other countries outside of the U.S.? How many countries lead the way to sanctions other countries? Why would you sanction countries? Because you consider them your subordinate and your slave and under your subjugation. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You don't want to do business with them? That's not sanctions. Get out. Go do business somewhere else. So this is going to be the reason why the untied states of America is at the threshold. We are at the threshold of that. Next article comes from, oh, just hit that one. Next article comes from the New America as well. Venezuela bond selling at massive discount for fear of default. When it was learned that the Goldman Sachs had purchased $2.8 billion of Venezuela's bonds for just $865 million, a 69% discount, the firm received criticism from opponents of Venezuela's President Maduro. So check out that article. Next article comes from freedomprojectmedia.com. 50% of California kids can't read. And I would say that this is a problem that is completely running throughout the nation. In California, government schools, even the official data shows that children are being turned into lifelong illiterates on an industrial scale at the hefty taxpayers' expense. Unfortunately, children all across America are being victimized by this, and the cause is hardly a secret, having first been exposed over 150 years ago. No, it was exposed at the exception of the creation of the Corporation of the United States. Check out that article. Next article comes from Reuters. And this is making the case for the EU defense integration. World News, European Commissioner Jean-Claude Juncker said on Friday the United States is no longer interested in guaranteeing Europe's security in our place, saying the bloc had to push for more defense and security cooperations on its own. This is another form of the same article that my man Roz posted from Business Insider. Next article, we're going to definitely take a look at this one. This is how a bailout becomes bail-in from Sovereign Man. I posted this one from there. Next one is a repost that we posted, the cost and consequences of the Illinois budget crisis. Another featured article for us today. And then from WirePoint.com comes, would Congress authorize bankruptcy for Illinois and other states? Yes, inevitably. So that is where we're going in another featured article for today. And the last one for what's in the news is, we got two more. Last one is, this one it comes from USA Today. American workers. Let me just really quickly. Whoops, this didn't mess up. They messed up. From USAtoday.com. American workers. Let me see. Wait for this to come up because it's kind of broken here. And I don't want to jump the gun here. American workers are working harder than ever before. Why does America work feel so bad? So check out this article. This is a very, very critical article, and there are some things that I would add to this article that's very key for today, this Financial Friday that we're on. So check out that article. And the last article is coming from RT. North Korea touts a successful test of new powerful anti-ship cruise missile. North Korea has claimed it has successfully tested a new type of ground-to-sea cruise missile capable of striking an entire group of battleships. The newly gained capability allows it to allows North Korea to defend itself against the U.S. Armada deployed in the region. So this is continue to develop. So that's what's in the news. So we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So we're going to jump into today's show. And what I want to do is, today's show is so critical, in my opinion. But before we jump into it, I want to play something for you, very, very, very short. And it was the last Business Insider article that I posted with Jim Rogers. And it says, the worst crash in our lifetime is coming. So let me just cue this baby up really quickly, and I'm going to play it for you all. And let me just say that this is the system telling you, giving you all the fair warnings that you would ever need, so that when it does spring, its continuance of what it needs to maintain and to feed its overall insatiable appetite of never enough they will be able to, the system will be able to use the momentum of, they told you, you didn't listen, now you better start listening to them. It is another way to trick you into obeying by telling you what they're going to do before they do it. That's what this is all is. It's a ploy and a tactic, a very, very successful ploy and tactic that happens. So what I want to do is I want to play. This is all set up. Let me just, 1 second, let me just put this together, and we're going to play this. In my opinion, very, very important because of what's said and what's here. So let me just set it up real quick and get it going. Here we go. Okay, let me turn this up. Here we go. This is Jim Rogers sat down with Business Insider CEO Henry Blodig. So here we go. 1 second.
Here we go. 1 sec. Just had it. Just chew it up real quick.
Who is an investor is that you don't talk about what should be. You figure out what is going to be, and then you do that. So what is going to be with respect to the stock market? What's going to
happen? I learned very early in my investing careers, I better not invest in what I want. I better invest on what's happening in the world. Otherwise, I'll be broke, dead broke. Well, what's going to happen is this is going to continue. Some stocks in America are turning into a bubble. The bubble's going to come, then it's going to collapse. And you should be very worried. But, Henry, this is good for you because somebody has to report. So you have job security. You're a lucky soul.
Well, yeah, TV ratings do seem to go up during crashes, but then they completely disappear when everyone is obliterated, so nobody is hoping for that. But so when is this going to happen?
Later this year or next?
Later this year or next. Yeah.
Write it down.
And what will trigger it?
Well, it's interesting because these things always start where we're not looking. In 2007, Iceland went broke. And people said, Iceland? Is that a country? They have a market. And then Ireland went broke. And then Bear Stearns went broke. And then, you know, Lehman Brothers went broke. They spiral like that. Always happens where we're not looking. I don't know, it could be an American pension plan that goes broke, and many of them are broke, as you know. It could be some country we're not watching. It could be all sorts of things. It could be war, unlikely to be war, but it's going to be something. When you're watching Business Insider and you see, that's so interesting, I didn't know that company could go broke. It goes broke. Send me an email, okay, and then I'll start watching.
And how big a crash could we be looking at?
It's going to be the worst in your lifetime.
I've had some pretty big ones in my lifetime. It's long.
It's going to be the biggest in my lifetime. And I'm older than you. No, it's going to be serious stuff. It's going to be big. We've had financial problems in America. Let's use America. Every 4 to 7 years since the beginning of the Republic. Well, it's been over 8 since the last one. This is the longest or the second longest in recorded history. So it's coming. And the next time it comes, you know, in 2008, we had a problem because of debt. Henry, the debt now, that debt was nothing compared to what's happening now. In 2008, the Chinese had a lot of money saved for a rainy day. It started raining. They started spending the money. Now even the Chinese have debt, and the debt is so much higher. The Federal Reserve, the central bank in America, the balance sheet is up over 5 times. Since 2008. It's going to be the worst in my lifetime, too. Be worried.
I am worried.
Good.
Can the Fed rescue us? Can anybody rescue us?
They will try. They will. What's going to happen is they're going to raise interest rates some more. Then when things start going really bad, people are going to call and say, you must save me. It's Western civilization. It's going to collapse. And the Fed, who's made up of bureaucrats, and politicians will say, well, we better do something. And so they will try, but it won't work. It will cause some rallies, but it won't work this time.
And we are in a situation where Western civilization already seems to be possibly collapsing, even with the market going up all the time. Often when you do have a financial calamity, you get huge turmoil in the political system. What happens politically if that happens?
Well, that's why I moved to eight. Yeah. My children speak Mandarin because of what's coming. You're going to see governments fail, countries fail this time around. Iceland failed last time. Other countries failed. You're going to see more of that. You're going to see parties disappear. You're going to see the institutions that have been around for a long time. Lehman Brothers has been around over 150 years. Gone. Not even a memory for most people. Well, you're going to see a lot more of that next time around, whether it's museums or hospitals or universities or financial firms.
Okay. Okay, so let me just say, Jim Rogers said so much there, and it is not by coincidence that this was carried on Business Insider. It was not by coincidence that the depiction of what was said, and it was not by coincidence that this was on a mainstream financial network. It's designed completely. And from this is what we've been talking about in so many ways. The one thing that Jim said, that there's a couple of things I want to highlight and why you should be keen to it and aware to it, which you already are because you listen to Tando Radio Show. You listen to, you resonate in the way that you picked up on these types of things. This is why you're here on Tando Radio Show. This is why you do other things that you're doing. This is why you're prepared. This is why you do what you're doing. And there's a couple of things I want to definitely highlight that was said. Jim actually, in my opinion, talked very, very truthfully. But the system wanted him to talk truthfully because that gives them even more momentum when they crashed the everyday person's economy, because the economy will not crash. The economy does not go through recessions or depressions. Just the common man's economy does, and everything attached to it. So one of the things that he said that is usually comes from something that we don't see. That's so very true, because I don't know. I'm not a part of that trust and that foundation. I'm not a part of that agreement. I'm not a part of those individuals that are actually galvanizing their energy to do these things. I'm not pulling the string. But we definitely could see the strings being pulled, and we could definitely feel the adverse effects of the strings being pulled. So one of the things that he said is that it's gonna probably be something that we don't see. I definitely say you never know. It could go either way anyway, but it will happen. But it definitely could, definitely, because there is precedence for that being the case and the great leverage that proposed. But he said, and it could be war, but I doubt that it will be war. I think that is very much impartial to it all, because that gives great plausible, because the overall galvanizing momentum from that is a force multiplier, and that is just irresistible, because these people actually, in my opinion, these individuals and these entities practice a ritual of death and destruction as a way to energize themselves, their agenda, their cultic beliefs and rituals. So that's always a part of it all, and I do think that that's going to be it. But do you notice there were some very critical things that I wanted to talk about? And if you would like to, from what you just heard, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. He said, write it down. He said, by the end of the year, write it down. And it really doesn't matter if it's going to be at the end of the year or not. In actuality, the truth of the matter has already happened. And key thing is that he says, well, Henry, you don't have to worry about it at all, because you have a job, because you're going to have to report on this. What was the clue to that? that this economic crisis is going to be is going to totally decimate the everyday person's economy. In the last one, people were adversely affected. In this one, people will be completely and utterly financially destroyed. And that goes from all forms, your boss, the business owner, it's all going to tumble completely together. And this is why Jim said, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to be reporting on this. You have job security. That was a clue as to how bad and how deep this is going to be. Meaning people that think that they're insulated are going to be crushed by this. In my opinion, there are many, many, many millionaires that are on paper or millionaires by way of paper that are completely broke and don't know it yet. Because all of their wealth or all of their fortune is tied to debt and is not tied to money. And as Jim said, in 2008, there were major countries and there were major players that were insulated somewhat from the debt because they weren't in as much debt. But now, and he used China as particularly, he says now China is even in major debt. They had a rainy day and they used the cash for that rainy day. And in using the cash for that rainy day, what did they do? China bought assets. So now they positioned themselves for their assets to reap the gains now. Those with assets are going to be where the wealth transfer moves into. Those without are going to be the ones that will momentumize this tsunami of destruction, economic destruction. No two ways about it. When is it going to happen? It doesn't matter. It's already happening. It's happening very, very methodically. It could last for 4 or 5 years before the everyday person on the street says, wait a minute, something is wrong. What? Until that moment. But for us, for you, for I don't want it to happen by the end of this year. But we have to position ourselves for it to happen, and it'll be fine. It doesn't matter when, it already has. And this is virtually a real fight for your sovereignty and your independence, because it is so much easier to surrender and to compromise when you're hungry. So easy to surrender and compromise when you don't have the adequate resources that your body needs. That's the weak point. Your spirit doesn't need it. Your eternal spirit doesn't need it. It's your physical, temporal body that does. And that influences your eternal decision making. So, a couple of other things that were critical that were said in this is he laid it out. And let me tell you, he's been saying this for a while, but one of the critical things that he said is that this is why he says countries will fall, governments will fall, institutions will fall, that were so-called impenetrable, iconic of the past. In today's digital world, there is not one person that would blink practically twice if Apple was no longer around. Think about it. Really, really think about it. All of the institutions that are around right now, the iconic ones, the ones that everyone practically has heard of, if Apple wasn't around today, that would not change the world at all. It would be a story. It would just be a story. It may be a big story, but that story will only last for at most 3 to 4 days. And then everybody, well, yeah, wow. That's all they would say, wow. See, and that's a very, let me tell you the danger in that. There is really nothing in today's, because of the microwave mentality, there's nothing that we would draw a line on practically. This is why the children are being attacked the way they're being attacked. This is why the things that you're seeing, because what they do is they methodically, systematically desensitize you to things so that when there is something that they consider that people would fight against, that has already been totally, the energy and the power of that have totally been withdrawn and taken away from that. Any momentum that would have brought up is gone. So if Apple wasn't around today, it would be a story for 3 days. Globally. If America wasn't around, it would be a story globally for less than a month. And they would move right on. It would be the headline and everything else would be, and everything, people would say, yeah, this is a changing moment in history and everything else. But guess what? People will start to move on to gain, to do what they're going to do, either gain from it or just they need to get back to maintaining the system. There is no line in the sand that people draw anymore, because that is so strong. It's taken the system many years of constantly chipping away at that, so there's nothing more to chip. It doesn't exist anymore, massively. It's only within the few, in the far between. It is as rare and is as scarce as the most precious asset that was given. And this is very critical, because that is, in my opinion, definitely going to happen. And the world will move on from the United States relatively quickly. Why? Because immediately that would become the new superpower. What they're doing to invoke and what they're doing to try to seize the power, that will be the momentum. This is why the story won't be held long. This is why they won't care, the world won't care what goes on in the United States, and they will applaud the downfall of it all. Relatively vigorously. And they will move on to maintaining the system. And this is why here, the overall screams, disapprovement, displacement will not change a thing, nor will it be heard. I don't really know how people will respond to this, because there's different levels. There are some people that are preparing for this. There are some people that are not prepared at all. But what I do know is this, is that in this major event, there is going to be all types of personalities that will come out. And in those personalities, that will be the playground for the demonic spirits to run wild. To run wild. They've already prepared everyone here by his shows, by his entertainment. They've already prepared for people to want to aggressively take, seize, and make all of the excuses as to why they need to take this and take that from other people. Remember the ransomware thing? The post that Roz had posted from Business Insider, would you send someone else ransom? Would you allow it to be in order to save your files? Do you see what they're doing? They're conditioning you to be the bearers of their agenda. One of the things that, in speaking to people that don't see the conspiracy agenda, and I laugh at them because those that conspire don't need excuses as to why they're doing. Fools do it for them. And those are the individuals that don't see the conspiracy agenda. And since they don't see the conspiracy agenda, they make excuses for them. So the agenda never even has to give any energy to that at all. They can focus that energy somewhere else. We played ourselves. Completely played ourselves. Wanting the system to be upheld to even to where we will give energy by speaking about it from a standpoint of defending it and making excuses for it. Nah, that's not going to happen. Shut up, idiot. I hate to say it that way, but in today's world, that's what it is. Moronic. And it's dangerous. Because that same individual has no stake in this whole game other than to be a pawn and to be a sheep that will be brought to slaughter. And before they go, they're going to try to take as many people with them as possible. They will be the feral threat that you will have to deal with. We got a caller that's in queue. My man Jerry is in queue. Welcome, Jerry, to Tando Radio Show, brother. What's your question or what's your comment?
I have a two-part comment. One is going to lead into the other.
Is this Jerry?
Yes, sir, it is. How are you doing, Dave?
I know. I was just messing with you. What's up, Jerry? Go ahead, brother.
I don't know, cause you know I got a little lump in my throat. I had a hard time this week, so
yeah. You sound a little different. You had sound just a little different. I knew it was you, but you sound a little different.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that later on.
Okay.
My question, though, is has there been any other country outside of Haiti that has rounded up the citizens instead of attacking themselves and took over the way that they did in Haiti? And my follow-up to that question and or statement, depending on how you take it, is what do you think about Haiti joining the U.S. territories?
Great question. Let's take the first one in the U.S. territories.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
The first one.
Let me take.
Oh, you want to take that one first? Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let me take that one first. Ooh, great one. In my opinion, This is what happened to Haiti. Haiti was shook to his knees in so many ways. They had cholera. They had an earthquake. They went through a traumatic time. This is how countries are colonized. And this is how from, and this is what you're going to see here as well. This is how, this is a typical offensive strategy to win the overall free will of people. What do? If there's going to be opposition, you have to weaken that opposition by destabilizing them. And how do you destabilize them? You have to starve them. You have to cut off their supplies. You have to cut off their strength. And we always think that that always comes in one way. But it comes in multiple ways. It comes in intoxifying the food. It comes in ways of creating what appears to be man-made natural events such as earthquakes. It comes by ways of war. It comes by way of collapsing debt, defaulting on debt. It comes by just having the system continuously looking forward for the children and slowly breaking down their overall free will to where they will be the perfect soldiers. It breaks down by bringing artificial intelligence. You slowly break down people's will to resist. It's a methodical method of how to wage a war and to win. Haiti becoming a war. That's exactly what it is. And see, we always think that war is on a battlefield. War is in your water. War is on your plate. War is in your air. War is in your entertainment. War is in your schools. War is in your neighborhood. War is in your bank account. War is everywhere around you. And this is why we lose so many battles, is because we don't see the adversary. We see something that we want to be a part of, or we see it, or we make excuses for it other than what it is. I like to always say that the devil comes in his Sunday's best all the time, so that we think that that is something that's holier than now. Haiti joining the U.S. was the overall plan for a very long time, and that earthquake was the initiative to get just that. Why? Because of many reasons. One of the reasons is because of the gold deposits in Haiti. That's just one. That's just one of many. Haiti becoming a part of the territory, a part of the U.S., is just like if they were to become a part of anything governmental in this system, it's always a bad choice and is always the wrong move. How about the people that happen to live in this region of the world, happen to reside on this side of the planet, how about they just become sovereign and independent outside of any rule of written laws that only benefit those that write it or those that control the writing of it? So that is a bad move, in my opinion. You're losing, Haiti's losing so much. So your second question, your first question, Jerry, what was the first one again?
Has there ever been anyone outside of Haiti that when all of this turmoil come about, that they grouped together as citizens and overthrew the government?
Great question. Well, I would say right now, an example of it. But see, I think we always have to be careful. I have to be careful, because what this evil system knows is it knows history and it knows the overall temperament. See, it's just like there's a different mentality from someone that is born on the East Coast of the United States, and someone born and raised on the West Coast, and then someone in the South, and everything else. There's different temperaments, okay? So now, I think is an absolute great question. What I do see is this, is that we got to be careful of when we think that the people are binding together for their own common good. Because a lot of times that will be publicized, and in actuality, that was an operative. It's just like when here in the United States, for example, when in the 60s, 70s, and the 50s, when there was a unilateral and a collective fight for civil rights. In actuality, you were fighting to be enslaved completely. So the people thought that they were doing one thing, but what they were doing was they were falling right into the trap. What is the thing that we have to do? It's just like if you join the mob and you're a mobster, or if you're in the intelligence agency, once you're in it, you can never get out of it. The only way that you can get out of it is to die. And I say that for this reason. Because you've gained from being a part of it in the original. It gave to you. You were on its payroll. You were perpetuating its agenda. It gave you a certain lifestyle. So here's the key. In order for you to actually be free and independent and sovereign, how many people walk back into the ecosystem? How many of us walk back into what the great creator has established for us? In collective groups, hardly any. It's probably only individuals that do that. So when you leave and then you're going to say that you're going to establish something else, how can you establish freedom and you've never been free before in your life? What you need to do is you need to be thoroughly educated by those that have been free.
Dave,
how many people do you see? Yeah, let me make this a quick point, Scotty. How many people do you see looking at the ecosystem as the way to be sovereign and independent? None. So what I think they do is they just transfer, just like we did here in America, we transfer for a different form of subjugation and enslavement that we will accept, so that we'll give our energy for, and then all of a sudden we'll say, I want my civil rights, this right, and then we'll do all of these things and we'll be willing to die and kill for it. That is still the government itself. So in my opinion, no, because those type of individuals don't go on mainstream media. They don't publicize what they do. They're committed to it and they've done it. So that's my opinion on that. No, I've seen a couple of people that have refused to leave. I mean, refused to go into civilization. Some of the most peaceful societies on this planet, they refuse to go into civilization. Why? Because they know what it's all about. You're a slave. No, thank you. So that would be my answer to that. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, this is my question. My question is, for individuals who say that they sovereign, how do you reconcile that with the fact that you pay taxes to this corporation, that you have to abide by its rules and bylaws? Like, if you're going to start a business, you got to get a business license. If you want to drive on the roads, you got to have a driver's license, and just so on and so on. So how are you sovereign,
right,
when you paying your energy into that corporation? And, you know, so that's my question.
Yeah, right, Scott. That was a more straightforward pointed part of what we're going in. And I love Jerry's question, because that is so true. That is absolutely, you know, what are we really doing? So and sometimes that's what you need to do, is the question. It's not the answer, it's the question. And so very, very important. And Jerry, I think that question was hit out the park, because you're absolutely right. And do we really do this? Do we really do this? Or are we settling for, I like to put it this way, no one wants to be a slave, but everybody darn sure wants to have one. Are we only selling, we want the system to service us this way? It's still the same system. And guess what? every deal you make with the devil, you lose your soul. Every single one. Mm-hmm. We got a couple of callers in queue. I missed that. Mm-hmm. I think that was Jerry.
Hold on one second.
We got my man Rise, then we got Brother Braggs. Go to Brother Braggs right after Rise, because that's the order that they came on. Rise, go ahead, and then Brother Braggs jump in after that. Go ahead.
Hey, peace to you, Brother Dave, Jerry, Brother Scotty. Peace, everybody. I was just thinking about what Jerry was talking about in his second question, when he was discussing Haiti joining the U.S. territories, and it just reminds me, because you said it, they study us and they take hints from history. And as soon as he brought that up, I thought of Kemet, because if you study the history of Kemet, by the time the Alexander the Great and the Greeks came into Kemet, Kemet was so downtrodden from being invaded and abused
right.
by so many different groups of people that they literally did not resist Alexander the Great. They actually laid out the red carpet, and they basically, their mentality at that time, I remember Dr. Henry Clark talked about this, and Dr. Ben talked about this, that by the time he came, they were basically so beaten down that they literally laid out the red carpet for Alexander the Great, and basically their mentality was, okay, we're going to be oppressed again, but hopefully this oppressor is not going to be as bad as the other oppressors. And of course, Alexander the Great was probably just as bad, if not worse, than the other oppressors that came into Kemet. And that basically seems like Haiti's situation. That's what Haiti's situation is. They've been genocided for so long just for fighting and liberating themselves from the French that ultimately now they've given in. That they're in the same position now that Kemet was in then when Alexander the Great came to take over the country. Where they're just like, okay, well, we're just going to allow this oppressor in, or allow, you know, become a part of their system, and hopefully it won't be as bad. But what Haiti's not taking into consideration is the fact that the U.S. has orchestrated all of the hell that they've been through since winning the liberation from the French.
Right.
And ultimately, and the reason that they were going through this was for attempting to be sovereign in a system of white supremacy. So with Haiti now coming to this position in their political history, they're basically saying to other blacks, because a lot of black countries from the continent to the Western Hemisphere have looked to Haiti just as that example of what a country fighting white supremacy and actually getting them out of the country, you know, what that looks like. But in hindsight, the fact that they made them pay reparations to the French for the slaves that they lost, for them actually liberating themselves, basically gives all of those black countries pause for thought about liberating themselves from the system. So I just wanted to toss that out there, because when you said that they follow the patterns of history, I immediately went back to Kemet, and I'm pretty sure that was a big part of their study in regards to facilitating what we're seeing now with Haiti, you know, potentially, and looks like they're making this decision to join the U.S. territory. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And again, another great show, Dave. Thanks once again, and I'll put myself back in the queue.
Man, well said, Roz and Jerry. These are some of the conversations that Roz and Jerry have on their show. Definitely, Brother Bragg, and then come back, Roz and Jerry, just talk about your show as well. So, Brother Bragg, you were next. Brother, would love to hear from you. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I was going to interject, man. When you start talking about these people, when you say the French, you are actually saying German. French, German, Jew, Dutch, these are all the same people. Once we understand, they use the same system all around the world. Now, remember,
right.
When the Haitians defeated the French, they totally demoralized them. The only thing they didn't do was wipe out the French to the last man. Had they done that, Haiti would be a different situation. They have used this same program all around the world. That's why I study history. They come in, they take over your commerce. Once they take over your commerce, you can't feed yourself because they can starve you out. They did this in India.
Right.
History will bear me out. If you follow me through history, these same people are the British, they're the German, they're the French, they're the Dutch, they're the Spanish. These are the same people who came to America. It's the same system. You just got to peek the game. It's all the same people. Now, when you talk about Canada and these other countries, Haiti going under the Queen, All of these countries are already under the queen. Come on now. This is a queen colony.
Right.
All of them. So it's nothing different. They just finally bring Haiti into the fold. Haiti has huge masses. They did some geoengineering underground from the air, and they went under the ground. They saw Haiti's got huge gold reserves. This is what brought on the devastating storm, HAARP. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Follow me. HAARP. And then they come in with a dysentery. Then they come in with thousands and thousands of children missing. Just follow me.
Then the Clinton Foundation.
Thank you. And they're the head of the monster. All these other charitable organizations collected millions and millions of dollars. They built six friggin' houses out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Follow me on this. This is all a game. This is the Raiders of the Lost Ark. These are pirates. Skull and bones. This is pirates. Follow me. What do pirates do? They raid, don't they? They raid commerce, don't they? They control the seas, don't they? I'm crazy.
Right.
But follow me. I'm crazy like a fox.
Yeah, no. No, nowhere near, Brother Brad, because this is historical truth. The evidence substantiates and validates everything that's being said, but most don't want to hear it. And I'm going to say the most don't want to realize it because of this. Once you hit the pipe, you are addicted for a very long time. We've hit the pipe. Let me tell you, this system brings the most effective drug ever has been the government. It's the most effective drug ever. It totally alters your chemical balance.
Dave,
once you hit that pipe, that's it.
Dave,
and
I
because
think,
of that, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I just think we need to be realistic here. You know, I was doing a lot of reading yesterday about North Carolina and the Mississippian culture, and I was reading about the Songhai Empire, if I'm saying that properly, and how it was overthrown by the Moors. And we need to be realistic. You can only guard your freedom by force. If another man can overpower you, then he can take your freedom. And I was looking at the ancient first firearm is how they got a foothold all over the world. That's how the Moors was able to take out Africa's largest empire and cause their downfall. It's because they had firearms. And that is even true today. Haiti ain't in no position. What army Haiti got? What navy Haiti got? Ever since the revolution, they have not been able to defend themselves militarily. And that's true of all of Africa. That's true of India. That's true of any colonized people in the world. Their main weapons have been as simple as guns and biological warfare, whether it was intentional or by mistake, because you came over here with these diseases that didn't exist here before. So I don't think it's as much as, like, I'm not looking at the people of Haiti and saying, oh, the people of Haiti want to become subjects of USA Inc. They want to become a territory like Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The majority of the people in Haiti is trying to survive from day to day. You got proxy racists who are in positions of so-called authority who are selling Haiti out, and that has been the case just about everywhere. You always got to have... It's an African proverb I came across. It's an African proverb I came across. Is that and I'm paraphrasing it, that you safe as long as the enemy is outside the gates. But once you have an enemy like a traitor inside the gates, your defenses become undone. So, I mean, I just don't want to make it seem as simple as people just giving up, you know, I want to be this, I want to be that. These people struggling to survive, and they don't have no choice, because if they don't, they'll catch a bullet.
And remember what you said. When men with guns come to your home, men with guns come to your home in mass force, what are you going to do? See, this is what's happening all around the world. people don't really look that think it could happen to them. When men with guns, I'm talking about a paramilitary organization, comes to your neighborhood, what can you do? See, this is what happens all around the world. Remember, these cats sitting way out in the middle of Africa, in the middle of Afghanistan, they don't have bombs and all that until somebody come out there and give it to them and starts the friction out there to get them going against each other or whatever they do to start this turmoil that we have all around the world. But that turmoil leads to other people being able to come in and steal resources. We see it played out over and over and over again. And I'm going to just chill back now.
Scotty had, can I be heard? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Scotty had come about the answer that I had come about with, that I had came up with, rather. And it was that these people are not wanting to be a part of the U.S. territory, but there's no other choice. And my thing is, this another piece of history that didn't nobody bring up. Like with the Native Americans when they made the treaty with the United States. We're not dealing, because I have no say in what's going on in U.S.-Haiti relations, but the U.S. is dealing with a people who are, they have a history of rebelling. So with these, because all it's going to be initially is a treaty, because they're saying that they're not taking over any of the government or what have you. They signing a treaty to where Haiti will have a seat at the table. But once they start mistreating Haiti, I'm sure somewhere in the guidelines of that treaty is that if you turn the same way they had it with the Native Americans, if you turn your arms against the United States, then we take your land. That's what I see happening. And Scotty hit it on the head when he just brought that up. That's exactly how I was thinking, and this is the rest of my thought. It's what I just gave you. Now, what y'all brothers think about that?
Well, let me jump in real quick, and I would say this. Everybody has made good points, but let me ask this. For those that, what is the end result that the masses of people in Haiti will be subjugated under? What is the masses of people here subjugated under? What is the masses of people throughout the world subjugated under? There's always a choice, and it comes down to an individual choice. You can actually be in prison and be free. You can actually be subjugated by a country and be free, and still be self-determining and self and understanding that, because it's a complete process. There are those that are going to buy into it full-heartedly. There are those that are going to perpetuate this full-heartedly, and they're going to be giving a methodical plan, and that overall force is going to galvanize and grow even further. Here's why I say that, and I'm going to use once again the Civil Rights Act movement here. How many people in our community was all for it? How many people in our community would be giving and thought that that was the absolute best thing for us to do? It wasn't all. It was not all. It was a lion's share. But then I ask this, of both sides of the here, of the ones that were for and ones that were against, how many read the Civil Rights Act? And that number will probably shrink even smaller.
Right.
Because this beast tells you everything that they're going to do before they do it. One of the things that I love about Miyamoto, he says, commit a crime, allow yourself to be captured so that you can escape. And it's not about the physical. It's never about the physical. It's about what you, how you resonate spiritually, how you resonate eternally, what your eternal state will always be. Your physical body is temporal. So even in the midst of everything else, there's ways that there's ways for you to fight every single battle. But the key is that, is it on your terms? That's sovereignty. And until you start to galvanize and move in a different direction, there are many people on this planet still to this day that refuse the offers that the beast had made. But see, the beast didn't want them as much, and they walked away. Why did the beast walk away? There are many different variable reasons. I wasn't there. You weren't there. But there are many. I posted inside of Tando some peaceful societies on this planet. Do you know what they all have in common? They have maintained their culture and refused the influx and the overall influence of civilization. Some of them have to other degrees. So when we look at this, yes, Haiti is subjugated. The whole world in so many different places is subjugated, but in the same sense and token, the whole world is free because the choice is always yours. That is the most powerful energy force that is known, your free will, because it creates. How are we disseminating our energy? So it doesn't matter if you could physically be in Brother Braggs, let me just put you on mute real quick okay, thanks, brother. You could be physically bound. Your body could be physically bound. The key is for never that to affect your mental. Is it something that's impossible to do? No. Is it something that is difficult to do? Yes. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. Get ready to go to a commercial break. We got another caller in queue, and we'll go right back to him. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, and we will see you in queue, and we will bring you up. We got a couple of callers in queue. We're getting ready to go to them real quickly. I just want to make this one other point. Then we got my man Mel, and then I think Jerry still wants to have something. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And one of the things that I want to give two individuals that we all know of and heard of as an example. Malcolm X knew that his assassination was at hand. And what did Malcolm do? Understanding that what he was committed to was greater to those that couldn't stop or get him to surrender. Remember, they came to him, the FBI, and came to him and wanted him, and they bribed and was going to come to bribe him, and wanted to come to get him to sell out. That beast always comes that way. They come always with cancer is always sweet. Poison is always sweet. And then it destroys you when you take it. Oh, you may think that you're getting fed, but it's empty calories that's destroying you from within. Sugar is the most addictive thing that we have. And poison is sweet. And they come to you with a bribe. And they come to you with a sellout. And when you refuse, as Scotty said, they have a bullet. And sometimes there's no reason to duck a bullet.
But that becomes an individual choice. That becomes an individual journey in how important it is. Moreover, not for the people, but for you. Another case in point, Dr. King, his last speech, I may not get there with you. Longevity has its place. These individuals knew they were approached and asked to maintain the overall direction that the world wanted them to go in and to be the overall spokesman for their agenda, and they refused. They refused the treat, and they got the tyranny. But they made that choice individually. And when those individuals, those two individuals made that choice individually that we all know, what happened to their families? What happened to Betty and to the children? You heard it here. We played it where Betty said that they were about to be evicted. The only people that came to were two gentlemen. One was Malcolm's attorney and one was another person that had developed a friendship with Malcolm. And so that was the only people that was there. So it was not always about the people. They were always the people have been so indoctrinated by this system. They will always expect you to treat them like Jesus while they kiss you like Judas. So Haiti is in the same predicament that every other country, that the United, the hood right now is in the same position. We're in the same position. How you respond to it is the most important thing. And I know that there's been many of you here that said, no, I won't do that. And there was a price that you had to pay for not doing that when you could have taken the sweep. So this is much bigger. This is where we are, but it's worth it. And it's worth it because what you do here will travel with you individually, eternally, to set up the next set of events that will happen after you make this great transformation. So this isn't the beginning and the end of it all. And everyone that said what they said, they're absolutely right. It's because of the perspective of things. And one of the things that, as Brother Davis has said, we need to simplify this. And when you simplify this, there's nothing simpler than what was given to you, not because you deserved it, but as a gift. What are you doing with your gifts? That's what this is really all about. Some of us choose to perpetuate the society, the system. Some of us choose not to. Some of us are halfway. There are all different degrees because it's just as unique. The degrees that we are dealing with this is just as unique as our capabilities and talents. Because how we deal with it is really based off of our individual talents and our free will. So there's no easy solution to it all. But I would always say that I think it's more appropriate that we do what we've always been doing, and that hasn't changed, to bring about the things and the dialogues that are necessary for someone to question a lie before the lies become truths. And the lie about this whole thing is that the system can't be defeated. It's defeated daily on an individual choice by you, by me, and by very many others. But one of the things that this system always wants to do is that they want to dramatize or make very dramatical theatrical presentations of what a champion is supposed to be. Champion first learns how the great art of losing first. That's in my opinion. So great points.
We got two other callers that wanted to jump in. We got Meldon. We're going to go back to you, Roz. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So we, my man Mel, go ahead, brother. What is your question or comment that you wanted to make, brother?
Hey, peace, everybody.
Peace.
I just had a real quick question. It's a simple question. I just was wondering, I was thinking about, you know, the total cash system that goes on in Haiti versus, you know, the Dominican Republic. And now that the United States are getting their tentacles into Haiti, how do you think that's going to, or if you do think, I just wanted your opinion on if you think that they will eventually, you know, try to get their tentacles into the Dominican, because they're not coming to their aid. They never have. It's like, I don't understand why they hate them so much. But it's just weird to me, and nobody talks about Dominican Republic, you know, versus Haiti. I mean, it's the same landmass; it's an island. So I just wanted your opinion on that, you know, to see how that would adversely affect them in the future.
I think it always has to do with the fundamental things of assets, assets, and the one of the things, especially for now, why, and I think that why this is becoming so apparent right now, because there's going to be a different move towards assets. When you look at some of the most peaceful societies in the world, one of the things that I notice is that they have no, or they're limited in some of the assets outside of their individual cultural and population. So they don't become the ones that the beast seeks. There's a reason why the beast seeks what it seeks. It's a reason. It always has been. It always will be. Because the beast always has to feed. Yeah, somebody said something. Who was?
Jerry. It's Jerry.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Jerry. Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Just to answer Brother Mel's point, how you doing, Brother Mel, first and foremost?
Peace, brother.
To answer that point, the reason why is, don't nobody ever talk about the Dominican Republic, is because the Dominican Republic always acts in a Americanized way already. I think they're seeking Haiti because once Haiti becomes a part of the U.S. territories, it's almost automatic for the Dominican Republic to follow along. The Dominican Republic and the Dominicans and the Haitians already are at odds, although they're on the same landmass, like you stated. But when I was in the Navy, traveling up to different states here in the U.S., I've always noticed the difference between those two, and it's even they're more culturalized. So once the more output is already succumbing to the United States will, then the lesser output will follow right along. They're not gonna want to be left behind. They gonna feel as if the Haitians are being treated in such a manner that they deserve the same thing. Even I think the United States wanted that whole landmass anyway. It's if you look at it on the map, it's a strategic landmass already being set out in the Atlantic Ocean. So if the United States can get them a little small base and have spies and what have you right there, it's kind of the same thing between the United States and Russia dealing with Cuba. It's the same exact thing. So that's what I had some more comments, but I'm gonna let you get your other callers in because I know it's getting late, Dave.
Okay, cool. Oh shoot, man, it really is. Time flies, and you know what? All great points, and you know, don't forget about Atlantis. Don't forget about Atlantis, and that's always been some of the interest is because of the assets that are in that overall area are so Atlantis, where Atlantis was. So definitely. So we got to go to Roz, go ahead, bro. Hang on, time. All right. Go ahead, Roz.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak again. I was going to say I'm glad that Scotty brought up the point that he did. I hope I didn't come across as if I was blaming the Haitian people, because I don't blame I wanted to thank him for that, because definitely it was an offer that they couldn't refuse. It kind of reminds me of The Godfather, and that's basically what the entire planet is. Just like you said, the entire planet's been put in the same situation where we're being offered something that we're thinking we can't refuse, or at least that's seeming like the best option for us. Sadly, though, it further entwines us in the system of white supremacy. And the other thing was, I thought Brother Bragg, and peace to you too, and to Brother Mel, he brought up a salient point, because I would say the vast majority of European groups all originate in Germany. And that's when they first migrated from India, after the Indians mutated to albinism. And those three groups are the Jutes, and that's J-U-T-E-S, the Anglos, and Saxons. From those three German groups, all the other European groups spawned from them. And that's where, when I talk about them being an inbred race, that's what I'm talking about. All of these people that have all these names from these different countries, it's all semantics. Genetically, they're the same people. That's why when they intermarry with each other, these diseases that pop up are diseases that are inherent from inbreeding, because they are an inbred race. And those three, I call them the unholy trinity, the Anglos, the Saxons, and the Jutes. They're the origin of the system of white supremacy via these groups that now span the entire European subcontinent. So I just wanted to just touch on that, because I thought the Bragg brought a brilliant point out. Thanks again, and I'll meet my line.
Okay, great, man. Time. If Jerry didn't tell me that time is, I would have never even noticed it, man. So, great point. And so, this is what I love about, Tando Radio Show, you all. And I mean, when I say Tando Radio Show, I mean you guys. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you guys. Because it's always something that is needed. And I don't think for Roz, I don't think that there was any, the point that Scotty was making was a point that something that what we all needed to look at from his standpoint of what he wanted us to observe. Because, it's so important that we always use, someone in your group, they have this talent. You should be using that talent for the best information for you to make the best decision for the group that you've decided to align with. And then Jerry has his talents. Mel has his talents. Brother Bragg has his talents. Strategic Melanin has her talents. Deborah has hers. Brother Davis, Sister Davis has theirs. Scotty has his. I have mine. And what happens is that when we can use all of those things to establish a collective prudence, then from that collective prudence, we can establish an agreement that we all resonate with. And then from there, we can establish a quality of life that we're willing to energize. And then from there, that's where your culture becomes fundamentally established. And what Roz was talking about, that's what was done in those instances. It's just that some people use their energy for a malevolent agenda while others don't. And so that's the difference. Who are you and what do you decide? Because I think it's very important to never even to categorize people that happen to live on the island named Haiti as Haitian, people that live on the landmass known as the United States as Americans or U.S. citizens, people that live in Brazil are known as Brazil, the man named of Brazil to be known as Brazilians. No, these are individuals that happen to live at this geographical place that the great creator has given to us out of love. Man created the maps and put all of the lines on the map. And that's one of the things that when we really need to, if we're going to really look at things, we need to look at things truthfully, not by what is being pushed, not by what is being created, assimilated, and what is being schooled. Because schooling
does not give you an education. It domesticates you into obedience. Sometimes we need to not obey. And I would generally say in society, in today's world, it's more moral to disobey than it ever is to even consider the likelihood of aligning. So, great, great show, brothers, and love that y'all participated in and how it did. Much love, much respect. Let me give it up to everyone that called: Jerry, Mel, Roz, Brother Bragg, Scotty, that all chimed in. And I just want to say, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love and much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out, brother. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Peace. My man, much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.